Hello and welcome to Type 1. My name is Richard Piney. I'm 20 years old and a certified phlebotomy technician, and I'm also currently working towards a medical assisting certification. I was diagnosed with Type 1 diabetes on July 14th, 2019. The purpose of this podcast is to talk about my experience with my diagnosis so that what I learn about living with it can be helpful for other people who find themselves in a similar situation. For this first episode, I wanted to talk about what Type 1 diabetes is, the difference between type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes, and what it means for the people diagnosed with this chronic illness before I got into my personal experiences. As a disclaimer, I have no professional medical training in the treatment of diabetes. Please do not use what you hear in this podcast without consulting your doctor. Also, as far as insulin doses specifically, the amount of insulin needed by each person is different. It requires trial and error, and you should always base what is right for you on what you and your doctor decide is best. So the first thing I want to cover is what is diabetes specifically. According to the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases, diabetes mellitus, more commonly known as diabetes, is, quote, a disease that occurs when your blood glucose, also called blood sugar, is too high. For people without diabetes, a normal blood sugar level before eating would be around 70 to 99 milligrams per deciliter of blood. To put that into context, when I went into the ER when I was diagnosed, I was at 445 milligrams per deciliter. In some cases, untreated diabetes will cause even higher levels. Regardless of what type of diabetes you have, it is vital that you treat it properly. If left untreated, elevated blood sugar can lead to loss of eyesight, neuropathy, and even death. Now, depending on what is causing your blood sugar to be elevated will also determine what type of diabetes you have. In individuals who do not have diabetes, the pancreas is the organ that keeps blood sugar under control. It does this by secreting a substance called insulin. When insulin enters the bloodstream, it signals cells to begin absorbing the sugar out of the blood and into the cells to be processed by the body. For type 2 diabetics, the cells become resistant and you need more insulin than you can produce yourself to trigger the cells to absorb the sugar. For type 1 diabetics such as myself, the pancreas itself is where the problem occurs. The exact cause is unknown, but what happens is the immune system creates antibodies that are designed to attack the beta cells in the pancreas, which are the cells that produce insulin for the body. For type 2 diabetics, while there is no cure, healthy eating and exercise will help those patients be able to not have to take insulin. Type 1 diabetics will always be insulin dependent. From this point forward, I won't really talk about type 2 diabetes because the education and research I've done is based around type 1. So now that we know what type 1 diabetes is, what does it mean to be diagnosed with this condition? The first thing is that you will be dependent on insulin for the rest of your life. This either means injecting insulin yourself or getting an insulin pump to do it for you. It also means that you have to really pay attention to what you're eating. You don't necessarily have to cut things out of your diet, but you do need to know how much carbs and sugar you eat so that you give yourself enough insulin to properly handle the sugar. It will also help you to keep your numbers under control if you get into a regular exercise routine. Besides day-to-day things like I just mentioned, there are some other things like having your eyes and feet checked annually to make sure there isn't any damage occurring from high blood sugar. So even though there are those long-term complications and risk of things like loss of eyesight and neuropathy, living with diabetes is still very doable. I won't lie, it can be very overwhelming at times, but that doesn't mean your life is over or anything like that just because you're a diabetic. It's important to try to stay positive and to do your best to keep your diabetes under control. The best advice I've gotten so far was when I was still in the hospital after being diagnosed. I was lucky enough to have the head of internal medicine come and talk to me. The thing he said that stuck out the most was, just because you're having a hard time, it doesn't mean that you don't have diabetes. It's still there. I know that might sound a little bleak at first, but what he was saying was, you can't give up. Things will be easy sometimes, and sometimes it might feel like the sky is falling. But whatever is going on, you still have to take care of yourself. So that's going to be it for this first episode of Type 1. If you are interested in hearing more about my personal experiences, that's what I'm going to be going over in the next episode. It's not going to be as broad of a topic like today was, where it was about diabetes in general, instead of my personal experience. That's what it's going to be from here on out. If that's something you'd be interested in, please be on the lookout for the next episode of the podcast. Have a great rest of your day, and thanks for listening.